Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivamis Saritas Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Saritas Amud Aleph. So it says the Mishnah, Ha'isha Shenis Ari Vlada Bevad Kalasa. You have a lady, whom we'll call Leah, and she has a child at the same time as her daughter-in-law. We called her Fagi in the Shir. So Leah and Fagi go into labor at the same time, Fagi being her daughter-in-law, and they have babies that get mixed up. Mendi and Chaim, they get mixed up. They all know who's whose child. And they both also have Vaday sons. Hegdilu Ataruvais Venasu Nashem Umesu. Mendi and Chaim get older. They get married, and now they die without having any children. So now their wives fall to Yibum to the Vaday sons, but they don't know which one's really the brother. So Bnei Akala Choltin L'Miyavmin. The children of Fagi of the Kala, they have to perform Chalitza. They're not allowed to do Yibum with any one of these women. The reason being is she was Safik Eishas Achiv, Safik Eishas Achi Aviv. Because one of them, it's true, might be an Eishas Ach, but the other one might really be an aunt. It might be the wife of an uncle who's Aser. So because of that, they both have to do Chalitza. Bnei Azekena, Ocholtin L'Miyavmin. However, the Leah's other child, Leah's Vade child, he is allowed to be Miyabim, both or any one of these women. The reason being it's a Safik Eishas Achiv, Eishas Ben Achiv, is because the Safik by these women to him is a Safik if it's an Eishas Ach, or a Safik if it's a niece, and a niece is Mutter. So Mimela, he's Mutter to each of them, Miman of Shach. Now the Gemara is going to point out that the Chalitza has to take place first to make sure that neither of them are Yavam L'Shach, but then the Bnei Azekena could do Yibam with both or either one of them. Mesu Aksherim, which the Gemara is going to explain is referring to the Vadeh children, and not that the Suffolk children got married and died, but rather the Vadeh children of Fagi and Leah. They got married and they died without having any children, and their wives are now falling to the Taruvais. So the Taruvais of Neazekena Chotzim L'Miyavmin. So the Taruvais to the wife of the of Leah's Vade child, they have to perform Chalitza of Lemiyabim. They're not allowed to do Yibam. Shu Safik Eishas Achiv, Eishas Achi Aviv, because to each of them it's a Safik Eishas Ach, but it's also a Safik. It might be an aunt to a nephew is Aser. But Levnei Akala, the Taruvais boys to the Bnei Akala, to the wife of Fagi's Vade child who died. So to her Echad Chaylitz Echad Miyabim, one of them could do Chalitza, and then the other one could even do Yibam with her, as long as she does Chalitza first to the other one to make sure that she's not a Shemeres Yavam, she's not a Yavami Lashak, but then the other one could do Yibam, and the Gemara is going to point out that Stafka, all the Chalitzas have to be first to make sure that she's not a Yavami Lashak. New case, Kehenesh in Asari Vlada Bavad Shevchasa. You have a Kehenesh whose child gets mixed up with the child of her Shevcha. So you have the two boys now, one of them is a Kayin, the other one's an Eved Kayin. So Avrei Ilu Aicham B'Truma, Miman of Shach, they could eat Truma. V'hol K'nchelik Echa B'Gayra, and they take one chelik in the threshing house. We'll see in the Gemara what's the chiddush of that. Of course, they only take one chelik because they come from one family. Ve'ina mitamin lemeisim, but neither of them are allowed to be tamei meis misafik. One of them is a kayin. Ve'ina nasim nashim. Neither of them can get married. Bank sheres, bank psulais. Can't marry sheres. Maybe it's an eved. Can't marry psulais. Maybe it's a kayin. Hegdilu ataruvais v'shichruzezeh. Let's say they get older and they free each other. So now one of them is a kayin. The other one's a freed eved, aka he's a regular yisrael now. So now it's a Safik Kayin Yisrael. So now you have a Safik Kayin Yisrael. So Nice and Nashim Ruay Lekuhuna. They could both get married. They just have to make sure to marry someone who's Ruay Lekuhuna because maybe he's a Kayin. Ve'inam Metamel Meisim. They still cannot become Tamei Meis because maybe he's a Kayin. Ve'im Nitmu Ein Saif Kinesar Bayim. At the same time, we won't give Malkus because maybe he's not a Kayin. Ve'inam Eichel Metruma. They can't eat Truma because maybe he's not a Kayin. Ve'im Achlu Ein Mishalim and Karim Achayim. Mishma won't make them pay if they did eat Truma because each one of them could say maybe he's a Kayin. Ma'itzmei Chaver Al Varaya. Ve'inam Chalkan Al Gairen. They have no right to collect truma from the base of granais because maybe he's not a kain. Umeichun has a truma of adam shalahan. They could sell their own truma and keep the money because each one could say maybe he's a kain. Amitzim echaver alav haraya. Ve'inan cholkim mekachim hamikdash. They cannot receive kachim. They can't receive kachim hamikdash because maybe he's not a kain. Ve'inan yisnan ham kachim. And you can't give them kachim, referring to like a bachar. There's the chalkin b'kachay amikdash, is referring to like things like the iris. And nice them kachim is something like a bachar that you cannot give him because maybe he's not a kain. Ve'imaytzian shalhem midem, also you can't force them to cough their own kachim up because maybe he's a kain. Ubeturim min azraya min alchayayim min akeva. If they shacht an animal, so normally you have to give Israel alchayayim and keva to the kain. They won't have to. Maybe he's a kain. Ubechayro yehiraya atyistayv. If they have their own bachar, if each one of them has a bachar, so then And the halacha is that you let the bechor graze until it develops a mum, and then a nice na'al of chumr kehanim v'chum yisraelim, and you give it the din of the chumras of the owner being a kain and the owner being Yisrael. We'll see in the Gemara what that's referring to. So it says the Gemara now, what we mentioned, the mesu aksherim, what's mean ksherim? Elahanach mishum did i'arav luhu, havlu psulin, the Safik children are called psulin? Amar papa, ema umesu havadayin. In the Chanami switch the girsa. Mabnei akala echel choylitz v'chulu, we said the chalitza then yibam. Says the Gemara, like we pointed out, it's stafka michlitz v'ad yivume, av yivume v'gresh aloy, the kapag of yivam l'shuk. You can't do yibam until all the chalitzas are done, otherwise you might be yivam l'shuk. The Mishnah said, kehanas, Shinis Ari Vichulu, that the first son gets mixed up with the son of her Shifcha. So then they could eat Truma, Miman of Shach, but they could only get one Chelek from the base of Granai. So that's the Gemara, Chelek Echa Pshita. Of course they only get one Chelek, they're one family. Ima Chelek Ke'echa, that they have to go together when they collect the Truma from the base of Granai. Tanakaman Damar, Yichalkan Truma La'evet Elam Ke Rabba Imai, which is a Mishnah, which supports the man Damar who says that you're not allowed to divide Truma, you're not allowed to give out Truma to an Evet unless he is together with his master. So because of that, they both have to go at the same time. If each one of them go individually, he might be an Evet, you're not allowed to give him Truma. So therefore they have to go ke'echa, they have to go at the same time. Now what's this all about? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, that in Chol Truma Le'Eved Elam Kein Rabbi Imai Div Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, you don't give Truma to an Eved. Rabbi Yehsi Aymer Yachol She'aymer Im Kayanani Tenu Li B'Shel Atzmi Vim Eved Kayanani Tenu Li B'Shel Rabbi. That no, even an Eved could collect Truma. But Mela in this case, each one of them could go even by themselves, and he could say, Miman of Shach, either I'm a Kayan or I'm an Eved Kayan, and therefore give me Truma. Now what's the Pshan in the Machlaikas? Vim Kaymash Rabbi Yehuda Yumalim Truma Liyachsen Vim Kaymash Rabbi Yehsi Lo Yumalim Truma Liyachsen. The Machlaikas was really just based on what the protocol in the city was. By Rabbi Yehuda, the protocol was that if you see a person collecting Truma, you're allowed to assume that he's a Kohen Miyachas. Because of that, he had to make a clause that an Eved cannot collect Truma. By Rabbi Yaisi, they never had such a thing that just because someone's collecting Truma, you assume he's a Kohen Miyachas. Mamele, even an Eved, we can allow an Eved to collect Truma. Now, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Amr Belazar Bar Tzadik, Miyamei Lei Aditi Al Eidus Echad. I was only made one time in Bez Din. V'helu Eved L'Kuhuna Alpi, and because of my Eidus, they were going to make an Eved of a Kayin, they were going to make an Eved into a Kayin. Now, Helu Sakudaydach, they mamish made an Eved into a Kayin. They made a mistake because of Eidus of Reb Elazar Bar Tzadok. Hashem the Hemden Shal Tzadikim made a Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevit Takala Yadam. We know, as a rule, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring Takalas through Tzadikim, even through their animals, like we have in Chulin Zainam and Aleph with the Bechamar of Reb Pinchas Ben Yair. So Tzadikim Atzmon and Kol Shekin, all the more so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never going to allow a Takala to come through a Tzadik, through himself. Elaim a Bikshu Lahalis Eved L'Kuhun Alpi, that they wanted to make an Eved into a Kayin, but the Maisa they ended up realizing the mistake and they didn't do it. What happened was, is Chaza Ba'asid Rabbi Yaisi, Vazo Ba'asid Ba'asid Rabbi Yehuda. He saw someone collecting Truma in Rabbi Yaisi's locale, which doesn't mean that he's necessarily a Kayin. Because even an Eved could collect Truma, and Taka, this person was an Eved, but he went and he was made by the place of Rabbi Huda that this person collected Truma, and there they assumed that, oh, if he was collecting Truma, he must be a Kayin. But really he wasn't, because he was collecting by Rabbi Yaisi, and because of by Rabbi Yaisi, they Taka allowed an Eved to collect Truma, they realized the mistake, and they didn't end up making him into a Kayin Miyachas.